In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Easter. Everyone's dressed nicely. It's nice to see you all here. Why are we celebrating? Why is it a big deal today? I'm going to talk about why it's a big deal today. What's the big deal? We have two disciples, and I'm going to make some comments about each one. We have St. Peter and we have St. John. And I'm going to make them kind of represent two parts of what happens in our spiritual life. There's always two parts. There is nature. There's what God gave us when he made us. Our humanity, our mind, our effort, our strength. All of these things God gave us when he created us. All of it's from God. There's nothing that's not from God. But one thing that came from God is nature, our human nature. It is from God and it's like God. We are made in his image. The other side is grace, is faith, is something that builds on nature. And I think we see in Peter and John today an example, a kind of a symbol of nature and grace and how they work with each other, especially in St. John. What happens? Peter hears from Mary Magdalene, the tomb is empty. Okay, tomb's empty. What does he do? He runs. And Peter, maybe he's not an old man, but he's older. He runs, and he runs with all of his effort, and he makes it to the tomb eventually. John is younger, and so he runs faster, and he gets to the tomb first. Okay, so there's two of them. They're running together. He gets there. What are they showing right there? Right there, what do we learn? We learn that God wants us to do our part. They're running. That's effort. The miracle happened. Faith happened. John got the insight. It says John saw, he went in and he saw and believed. John would not have seen anything if he had not put in the effort to run there. It is wrong to think, I'm just going to chill, I'm not going to do anything, and God's going to do everything for me. I don't know what you think God is. He's not your waiter. You do have to do your part. You have to do your part. Why? Because he gave you that part. You have to use your humanity, use your mind. Reason through things. Question. Make sense of things. Work it out. Think about it. Make the effort. Make the effort to come to church. Make the effort to fight against your sins. You have to make that effort. And any effort you make is from God. Nothing is not from God. No good thing is from something other than God. And so we make our effort. They made it to the tomb. Peter made it to the tomb as well. He went in and he saw everything that John saw. And yet, it doesn't say that Peter believed. Not yet. John goes in, and he sees the same thing that Peter saw. But what happens to John? John represents faith. He represents grace. It builds on nature. John ran there too. He made his effort. But there's something that all of our effort can never get to. It can never get us to salvation. It can never earn us grace. It can never prove our faith. Faith is still a gift of God. We have to make our effort. But faith and grace and salvation are still a gift. Why? Well, even our effort is a gift, if you really think about it. But this is another gift on top of a gift. John goes in. He sees the same things that Peter saw, and yet God's grace gives him an insight like a lightning bolt that shot into the ground into that tomb. And what was the lightning bolt? John saw, it says he saw and believed. What did he see? Just go back a couple of lines. He saw the linen cloths laying there. And he saw the napkin which had been on his head, not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in another place by itself. Why are we getting these weird details? Because that's the whole point. It's all there. That's what John saw, and that's what made him believe. Why? This must be something like what John perceived at that moment, what God's grace let him see. The napkin, the cloth that was wrapped around Jesus' head, must have been like a long strip of cloth. They would use that in embalming. They would wrap it around the deceased person's head to keep their mouth closed and to cover their eyes. Okay, so it was just like a long strip of cloth. And then there was another cloth that was kind of folded over their body. And then they would put them in the tomb. Okay, so what? What did John see? He saw the big cloth sitting where it was. And then the other one that was wrapped around his head, it says, folded up and put somewhere else by itself. Put in another place. What did John see? If somebody is going to steal a body, get around the Roman guards, steal the body, sneak it away, keep it away from the high priests who are out to get anybody who is going to try to... If somebody's going to do that, what are you talking about? They're going to take that cloth off of his body, unwrap it from his head, sit there and fold it, take the time to fold it, while there's like thousands of people after them? There's no way. They're going to grab it and run. Whoever did this was relaxed. It was like they were like smoking a cigar. There's nothing going on. John saw, and it just hit him like a lightning bolt. Oh my gosh, Jesus folded that. He rose from the dead. And he just got up and he just took the thing. Well, why would he be in a hurry? He's defeated death. What are you going to do to him now? What are you going to do to Jesus now? Death is now under his foot. What are the Romans going to do? What are the high priests going to do? Nobody can do anything to him now. So why would Jesus ever be in a hurry again? John perceived all that. He perceived Jesus rose, and he rose, and he's just unwrapped. Yeah, why wouldn't he? Chill. Take your time. Unwrap it. Fold it up. Put it wherever he feels like. And then he's kind of like probably moseyed out of there and just, you know, took a nice deep breath and enjoyed his day. John perceived all that. Why could John see that, but Peter couldn't? Not because of any fault of Peter's. That requires grace to see. And that was a gift that John was given. But why was John given that gift and not Peter? I don't know. It's God's business. But I would guess the other detail that we're given is important. John got to the tomb first, but he didn't go in. He waited for Peter, both because he was older, but also because Peter was in charge. He was the boss of the disciples. And so John, even though he was just burning to see what happened, he held himself back out of respect, in humility, so that Peter could go in first. And I think that's the point. I think it's humility. It's not just our effort and our reasoning and our strength that kind of get us towards faith and allow us kind of to be more receptive to God's grace when he gives it. It's also humility. And that humility that John showed, I think, was a door for him. It opened his heart so that God's grace could really touch him. And so, brothers and sisters, that's why we're rejoicing this day. That's why it's a big deal. Because Christ has overcome. He's gone beyond nature, which is great and beautiful and gives us life, but we're going to die in the end. And yet Christ has conquered death, and he's elevated nature to something beyond anything that ever could have been with all of our efforts. And all of our effort and all the technology, all of the medicine, everything in the world, we're still going to die. According to all of the brilliance and effort of the human mind, death is still waiting for us. But through grace and through faith, through God's salvation, even death is conquered.